Good morning, everyone. I'm John Myrie.
And I'm Art Malin.
And welcome to the Wisconsin Northland Outdoors. On this week's show, we're talking with fishing guide Eric Tuohy down at Hayward Bait and Bottle. And then we've got a great interview with Damon Schrader from out at Hayward Power Sports. And lastly, some winter walleye tips from walleye tournament pro Keith Cavias. Lots to cover on this week's show, all coming up right after these messages.
The Can-Am Holiday Blitz is on at Hayward Power Sports, and it's a perfect time to take advantage of incredible savings on remaining 2017 models. Take home a 2017 Can-Am Defender HD5 side-by-side with dynamic power steering for under 10 grand. Yes, just $99.99. You can get rebates up to $1,500 or choose a 2-year warranty and a $1,000 rebate on all remaining 2017 Defender side-by-sides. The new 2018s are here with the rugged Outlander ATVs as well as the Maverick X3 and Defender side-by-sides. And yes, even the new 2018s offer great deals with up to a 2-year warranty or up to a $500 rebate on select models. Can-Am off-road vehicles are built to satisfy. This is Johnny inviting you to take advantage of the Holiday Blitz today at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77, or visit us online at haywardpowersports.com.
ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Can-Am ATV riders must be at least 16 years of age and have taken a training course. Avoid operating side-by-sides on paved or public roads. Always wear a helmet and see dealer for details.
Riding along in my automobile.
Bumping into things unexpectedly? Make your first choice for collision repair. Ernie's Auto Body, featuring the most advanced collision repair facility in northwest Wisconsin. With a state-of-the-art spray bake-down draft paint booth for that better-than-new finish, laser technology for precision frame alignment, loaner cars available, computerized estimates, written guarantees, and documented unmatched customer service, the clear choice is Ernie's Auto Body, south of Hayward on Highway 63 and Nursery Road, where quality is no accident.
Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering welcomes you to stop by for their great selection of mouth-watering steaks, as well as many varieties of brat sausages and much more. Along with that, Lynn's also has a variety of snack sticks, summer sausage, cheese curds, and homemade jerky, as well as great double-smoked bacon. Lynn's is open Mondays to Fridays from 9 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 4, and closed Sundays. Lynn's Custom Meats and Catering, next to Cooper's Family Restaurant in Hayward.
Well, Arch, you know, your season's underway, and you know, we're talking here at Hayward Bait and Bottle. We're recording a show here this week, and I got Eric Tuohy in here, one of the local fishing guys who works at the shop. Eric, what are you hearing from the shop here as far as let's talk about the ice first. I mean, is there enough ice out there? Guys are starting to get out. A few guys were, anyhow.
Earlier this week, you know, prior to some of these little bit of warm stints and kind of rain that we have, little bits of rain that we have had, some guys have found okay ice in some smaller bays. You know, I would still advise extreme caution when going out there if you are going to be testing the ice. You know, spud bars, bringing a life jacket, doing it with a friend, and, you know, just use the frame of mind of being safe out there versus really trying to get out. And I think, you know, we have some good cold weather ahead of ourselves, some nights and days that we're going to be getting a good hard freeze. I think everything's really ready to get going. It's just a little bit of time, though. So
as long as we don't get, you know, a bunch of snow on top of it, I think we'll make ice here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the biggest thing. If we can hold off on a big snowfall, we should have a great ice season ahead of ourselves.
We had 2 weeks ago, Sand Lake was frozen over. Now, a week ago, they're not frozen over. So what you said about being careful, I think you have to be extra careful this year because it hasn't been consistently cold or consistently warm. I mean, it just has not been consistent.
How about the hunting out there? You know, we're coming into the deer season as we're recording this. You know, and there was just, I've talked to all kinds of people, and that did the rut happen? Did they didn't happen? Everything seemed to be prolonged this year.
Yeah, it's been a little bit different year, and I think anyone can say that, you know, just with the way the fall has played out. And these deer, though, have to do with their natural thing, and they will. I personally have been out a little bit in the woods, and I have seen some bucks chasing does. I have seen some bucks sticking very close to does, probably anticipation to when that doe is going to be ready. So I would say, though, it is in full swing right now.
Yeah, I've seen bucks with does just actually in the food plot eating food at the same time, which is unusual during the rut. But I suspect there's going to be rut activity going on for most of the deer season.
It's not going to happen until it's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, how about reports on the number of deer out there? What are you hearing there?
I haven't heard a ton. A lot of our bonus tags are sold up, so guys have been getting those. I know some guys have been getting deer. I was able to successfully harvest a doe this year, so definitely able to get some meat in the freezer. And so some good numbers out there. I think guys will have success this year.
Yeah, you know, I could have shot doe too, but I'm kind of holding off. I can figure I can always do that in December if I have to, but I'm looking for that buck. I got this by out in this 10 pointer.
Here's a little reminder. Some people just don't like deer meat. Now, if you get a deer and you want to contribute it, you can do it. You can take it down to the processing center, which is at Whiskey Ridge in Radisson, and the DNR will pay for it. They'll pay for the processing fee. It doesn't cost you anything. All you have to do is take that animal down there and then decide which one of the food shelves you want to send it to. Like we got the Hayward food shelf. There's several food shelves, but it really is a neat deal.
Yeah. And here's a couple other tips, too, for people that I know you process your own deer.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
Yeah, you know, and you probably make some sausage and stuff out of it yourself, too.
Oh, I just made 5 pounds of jerky, and, well, about half of it's already gone.
You know, that's the thing, is that if you don't particularly like the taste of deer meat, there's lots of things you do. When I grind up my hamburger, I add as much as 50% beef hamburger or pork to it. Yeah, the other thing is you make sausage, homemade sausages. You don't have to stuff it in casings. You can make a sausage roll, almost like a cookie dough roll, and put your sausage seasoning in it. And you can get that in a lot of different stores right here in the area, the seasoning kits. And you roll it up in that aluminum foil and put some holes in the bottom to drain out the juices. Put a pan underneath it and put it in your oven and bake it. And you made homemade sausage and you unwrap it with a foil and you cut it up. It's just like slicing summer sausage. There's a lot of things you can do. And one of my favorite things is, I don't know if you ever tried this, Eric, is take your deer meat and make it into cube steak, where they really tenderize it with the tenderizer cutters.
Sure.
And then do it like country fried steak. Mix the cracker bread and cracker crumbs with some eggs and stuff on it, and it's really good. You cut it with a fork.
Oh, that sounds amazing. I mean, I personally, for me, a little bit of olive oil in a cast iron pan, your choice of seasoning, and let it roll.
You guys are all geared up for the hunting season, and I see boxes and boxes of stuff for the ice fishing here.
Oh yeah, we're getting set up. You know, we do have a number of ice fishing stuff on hand that is out on the shelves, so guys are getting revved up. We have a huge selection of this year's augers. We got some new exciting stuff for this year as well. Also, you know, as a lot of folks that are listening out there, we have expanded our store, so you're going to see some newer products new to this year that are going to be on our shelves too.
Be real interesting. Eric, I want to thank you for coming in here and sharing the time with our listeners.
Absolutely. Thank you, John, for having me.
And Art, you know, we need to take a break and hear from some of our fine sponsors. And come back, I've got Damon Trader from out at Hayward Power Sports talking about winter toys for winter fishing and the trail ride. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages.
Hunters and anglers, Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop in Hayward. They have a huge selection of ice fishing gear, including portable shelters, power augers, electronics, beaver dam tip-ups, ice rods, and just about anything you'll need for ice fishing. They also have archery supplies, bows, crossbows, muzzleloaders, ammo, and much more to help you enjoy the outdoors. While you're there, check out the bottle shop for a full selection of beer, wine, and liquor, too. Hayward Bait and Bottle is your one-stop sport and bottle shop.
The Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau in Sawyer County, Wisconsin welcomes you to our Northwoods hometown. No matter the season, no matter the activity, you'll always be surrounded by our great outdoors. What more could you ask for in a vacation destination? Woods, waters, world-class events. Contact us for information on lodging, dining, attractions, events, trail conditions, and more. Order your free vacation guide and start planning your getaway today. Visit us at haywardlakes.com or call 1-800-724-2992.
Let Hayward Power Sports help you get yourself or give the ultimate gift this season, a new Polaris snowmobile. Buy now and make no payments until April. Plus, get rebates up to $1,200 on remaining Polaris sleds. Choose from the 2017 Polaris Indy, Rush, Switchback, XCR, Voyager, or SKS. Or check out the new 2018s at Hayward Power Sports, just 10 minutes east of Hayward on Highway 77.
Offer subject to credit approval and valid on select new Polaris snowmobiles. See dealer for details. Polaris recommends that all riders take a training course, wear a helmet and safety apparel, never drink and ride.
If you'd like to have your time fishing be more enjoyable and productive, hiring a fishing guide can be a good investment. Whether it's learning more about fish patterns throughout the year, learning how to use your depth finder to find the best spots and fish, learn how to use that GPS to get the most out of it, or learn better boat control. A day on the water with a guide can really help you to be a better angler, as well as make a day on the lake very enjoyable. To book a guide trip this year or get more information, call myself, John Myrie, at 715-462-9402, or Art Malin at 715-865-2336, or you can find us on the internet at www.wiscnorthlandoutdoors.com, and then just click on Area Guides.
Welcome back to another segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors, and myself, John Myrie, and co-host Art Malin. And Art, you know, when it comes to winter ice fishing, one of the big things that's been really pushed and promoted is being mobile, being able to move around. It's not like the old days where we had this little ice shack with a wood stove in it, and we put it on one spot and stayed there all winter. We move around, we drill a lot of holes, and being mobile sometimes is hard unless you've got a UTV or an ATV or a snowmobile.
Yeah, that's true, and it's fun if you want to do it. But, you know, it's funny, John, there are still people, maybe it's our age, who just want to get out there in that shack and sit there and shoot the bull, fish, you know, have a little coffee, a little barley pop occasionally.
That's fun, too. But, I mean, if you want to be productive, and stuff is, one of the things that I found out here, a lot of the guys out there, the big guides, big-name guides and the pro ice fishermen, what they're doing is they're actually converting their UTVs or their snowmobiles over into ice fishing machines. They carry all their gear, portable shacks, they carry everything on the machine, even got your boat electronics in it. And I had a chance to talk to Damon Schrader out of Hayward Power Sports about that and what's available and what they can do. So let's hear what he had to say about all of that. We're talking to Damon Schrader out at Hayward Power Sports. And Damon, that time of year again, and I know you've had a lot of guys bought UTVs and ATVs just to get out there, and you guys are big on selling a lot of that stuff now.
Yes, we are, and we love this fall season. We got a lot of guys that enjoy the outdoors that work here and in the surrounding area, and the ATVs and UTVs are sure making it nice for people to get out there and access a few more spots that they might not have done before.
Well, you know, and then trail riding too. Sometimes we don't get enough snow. You've got snowmobiles, but some years are really good for snowmobiling, and some years we don't have so much, but you got trails open all winter long for UTVs and ATVs too.
Yeah, you can use here in Sawyer County by us, you can run your ATVs and side-by-sides on certain trails. You can't do all the snowmobile ones, but it is legal to run them out here in the winter if we do have poor snow conditions. But this year, looking at the weather, we got our fingers crossed we might be able to use our snowmobiles again this winter.
I think we will, you know, and we'll be able to use the UTVs and stuff. And speaking of that, setting up that gear, whether it's a snowmobile or whether it's a UTV, a side-by-side, or an ATV, more and more guys now are setting up their equipment specifically for ice fishing. And you can add electronics to that stuff, racks to carry stuff, a lot of different things, whether it's a snowmobile or whether it's a side-by-side.
Yeah, we've got several, a lot of customers actually with their UTVs especially, they're setting them up for ice fishing now. I mean, that's strictly what they're using them for all winter. They're putting the tracks on them or putting either their summer boat locators right in it, or they're buying another locator and putting it right on the console. You can basically take your marine applications now and put them right to your UTVs, and you can use all your waypoints and everything you had from summer, and now put them right in your UTV or on your ATV and get right to your spots from summer to winter now.
Well, you know, if you're running a Humminbird, I mean, my Ranger's set up that way, and if you're running a Humminbird like I run, and I know you run the Humminbird stuff, really the unit that's in your boat could be mounted on the dash of the Ranger or side-by-side pretty easily, or even on the snowmobile handlebars. The only thing you need is basically to add to that is the extra power cord and the mounting stuff, but you need the ice fishing transducer, which you just drop in the hole, and that's available separately, plug right into your unit that you use in your boat in the wintertime or in the summertime.
Yeah, a lot of people are doing that. A lot of people are even getting lazy and not even getting out of their side-by-sides now. They're setting it up where they can fish right from inside of their side-by-side, either A, putting the mat holes right on the floor and staying in the shack, or now they're making pop-up shacks that mount right to the back of these Rangers and Defenders where you can flip them right down on the back, so you're not pulling your portable shack through the slush and everything. It's all built right into the back of the box on your side-by-side, which makes it very convenient for trailering and for out on the water. It keeps everything dry, clean, and you're mobile. 2 minutes, you're anywhere you want to go on the lake.
I know, I don't have tracks on mine, but I did go to a full cab. It's just a canvas cab, what I can afford, but I've also got a heater system in there, so I really could just crack open one of the zip-open windows and stick a pole out through, drop my transducer in, and sit there and fish in a nice warm comfort if you want to, and then you're able to move real quick.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. A lot of people are doing that. And we've got a few things now too set up for the snowmobiles for those guys that don't have the side-by-side or maybe do have a snowmobile, where you can basically convert your snowmobile into more of a fishing package as well. They got different brackets and holders now for your augers where you can throw them right under, so you're not trying to strap stuff, and everything's more secured. It's kind of a cleaner look. It's easier to access everything, and it's a big basically rack system that you can put right on your snowmobiles as well.
And you can still trail ride it if you want to take some of the stuff off.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's all basically a quick release setup. It's like a lock and ride setup. I mean, it snaps on, snaps off. The first initial setup takes a little bit of time, but once you got it set up, it comes on and off extremely easy.
Well, you know, you mentioned that when that snowmobiles, that's one thing I'm noticing now too, is that, you know, you get to the track systems on UTVs, they're great and they'll go anywheres, but they're a little bit more pricey than going into a sled. If you want to stay at a lower dollar, you can get a pretty long track sled and have a lot of cargo space behind it and rig your electronics on it and everything else. And the advantage is that it will go places that you won't go with, like my Ranger, for instance. A lot of deep snow, you can get around it, and you can get to those spots that nobody else is fishing.
And quite honestly, you can get to them a lot faster, too. I mean, you can cover a lot more ground on a snowmobile. A lot of people own snowmobiles. I mean, you don't need a new sled to do this. I mean, if you have an old 1990s, 80s, 2000s, I mean, this will work on any sled. So if you don't want to invest, because the tracks do get spendy for the Rangers and the cabs get spendy, so if you don't want to invest all that time and effort and money into basically something you only get to use a couple months on the ice, I mean, you can take one of your sleds you have and convert that over as well.
You know, that's what I used to do, just take any sled, and you can, if you get creative, you could actually do a lot of things. You are also a big dealer here for Humminbird Electronics, so if guys are looking for that depth finder to put on, like a new Helix unit or whatever, you got that in stock or can get it for them.
Correct, and we, this time of year, coming in the fall, we do go way down on our inventory because all the new stuff is coming out, and we have ordered all the new stuff for next year, which will start trickling in this winter, and we have basically tripled what we normally do as far as electronics go, so we are going to have a huge selection this spring. But that being said, I do have some still left in stock, and if people want to rig stuff up on a side-by-side ATV snowmobile, if I don't have it, I can get it within 24 hours, so we're factory direct. I mean, we can get it factory direct. We can go through our suppliers, and we can get it fast, whoever's got it on their shelf.
You know, the new stuff will be coming out, I suspect, right after the first of the year. They'll start having the sports shows releasing a lot of new electronics. I know Humminbird, Minicota, Lake Master, they're all owned by Johnson Fishing. And they, I don't know what they're going to come out with this year, though, because last year, when they went to the G2 series and the Helix, they added all the features that were all the high-end units, so I don't know what's next.
Well, I kind of sort of do, because I've been to the shows and put the order in already, but they didn't change a lot. I mean, last year they came out with the new Mega Imagy and the new G2 where you could network everything, so this last season they actually brought a lot of the stuff in. They have added a few more gadgets, basically, and a few more functions to your units, but for the most part, the units have stayed very similar as the 2017 season.
Let's talk snowmobiles and side-by-sides and stuff right now. What's new out there in sleds this year? I mean, for guys that are ice fishing a lot, I don't mention a long track, but is there a wide track available too? Or
yeah, you've got both in Polaris and Ski-Doo. They both offer wide tracks. You've got Scandics and Tundras, and Polaris has got their wide track models as well. If you're looking just to be geared up, basically, well, guys are looking at those wide tracks. A lot of them either own their own property and they're pulling drags to basically groom trails in their own woods, or else you can put the ice fishing stuff on it. A lot of guys run it for trap lines too. I mean, those wide tracks are good. That's, you can basically go wherever you want with them. And they do make a fan cooled model, which is a lighter model, so you can get into those tighter areas if you're out in the woods with it. And then they've got the four stroke wide tracks that are a little bit heavier, bigger machines, but they're perfect for being out on the lake.
You got some long track ones too that have a lot of cargo capacity.
Yeah, all those wide tracks do have longer tracks on them. So if you're going to get a wide track, you're basically automatically getting a longer track than you would your standard 120 or 129s with your basically your trail riding sleds. There is a lot of different options. They are making some extremely long track sleds now. There's the mountain sleds, obviously, but they've got them in the wide track models as well for around here.
Well, you know, and you can actually use that double as a trail sled, too, just to go out and trail ride with for your extra snowmobile.
You can, absolutely. They don't quite ride like the actual sleds that are made for trail riding, right, but you can absolutely take them out and trail ride. I mean, they're not built, in my personal opinion, to go 200 miles a day, but if you had needed an extra sled and wanted to run around for an 80-mile trip, I mean, it's perfect for that.
How about the UTVs? Polaris Rangers and the Can-Ams. Anything new much in that line this year?
They have switched a lot on the UTVs this year on both models, Polaris and on Can-Am. They've got several different models. They've came out with new body designs. They've completely switched the whole design of the new Rangers. It's a whole new chassis, frame, body, front end. I mean, they look really sharp. We just finally got a couple in this week of the new style. And on the Defenders, they've went with some new HD models where they come right from factory with full cabs. They're a little bit wider. They got more ground clearance. They've got the heat. They've got air. They've got everything. It's basically like a little mini Jeep now. You can really load them up nice.
I know you mentioned that you can set up these sleds and UTVs for ice fishing or whatever they need, but you also have a full service department here too.
Absolutely. We've got a very big service department. We're running almost, we've got 13 guys in our shop right now, and we've got a lot of certified guys that are platinum trained for all of your warranty needs, and we've got a very good crew, and I give them a lot of credit. We pump a lot of stuff through this shop, and I've got a very, very, very good group of guys back there right now.
Damon, you know, it's interesting. If somebody wants information on setting up a UTV for hunting or fishing or getting out ice fishing, whatever, or a sled, they can get a hold of you pretty quick. Or I actually get a hold of me, I can help them out too, but you got all that information here.
Yeah, we got everything here. I've got me and Tom and Matt can help you out on that end, or we've got the sales crew, or you can call and bother yourself as well. Call John and bother him.
I guess I'm getting to be the local guy on electronics around here. Huh?
Yeah, you know the electronics, that's for sure. I've sent several guys your way this year.
Well, David, I want to thank you for taking the time sharing this information. It was interesting. I hope everybody has a good holiday season.
All right, good luck hunting. Thank you.
Well, it's interesting. You know, when Art, you know, I got that Polaris Ranger. I mean, I got a Hummingbird depth finder on the dash with the GPS, and I can pull up to a spot. Now I got a full enclosed cabin, a heater on it. I pull up to a spot, unzip the window, drill a hole, step out, drill a hole, unzip the window, stick a pole out, and sit in their nice warm vehicle and ice fish. It's just like a shack, but I can move.
Sounds like fun, John. Hey, you know, before I forget it, I was visiting with a young professional person recently, and she was all excited about deer season coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there and listening to her, and I said, well, where are you going to be hunting? She said, my husband and I have some property in an adjacent county, and we were out there putting corn out today. I said, how much corn do you use? Well, she said, I don't know. We had a couple of these big sacks, and we dumped them out by our by our site, hunting site. And I said, do you realize that 2.5 gallons, two gallons is the maximum you can put out there? She said, you got to be kidding me. I said, no, I'm not kidding you. She said, tonight I have to go home and pick that corn up.
Yeah, it's a $500-and-some-dollar fine you get caught.
$147,000 last year came into the DNR for people that got fined for excessive feeding, and there's a lot of it going on, John.
You know, we're going to have to take another break right now and hear from more of our fine sponsors, and we've got another interview coming up. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after these messages.
OC Outfitters has everything to keep you warm and active this winter. Clothing, socks, boots, and outerwear, plus a full selection of ice fishing equipment, including Mr. Bunny propane heaters, minnow buckets, ice shacks, tip-ups, jig poles, and of course, live and artificial bait. All this and much more, including alfalfa and deer corn, at OC Outfitters, 4 miles east of Hayward on Highway B, open daily at 8 a.m. Call 715-634-1044.
Cold weather is here, and that means that many take the opportunity to winterize their vehicles. Dr. Todd Ostrander and the staff at the Hayward Animal Hospital urge you to clean up spills of oil, antifreeze, and other chemicals left behind by your vehicle. These fluids have a sweet smell and flavor that animals love. Multiple organ failure can result from even the smallest amount of antifreeze. Hayward Animal Hospital is located on Highway B. For an appointment, call 715-634-8971.
Welcome back to the last segment of this week's Wisconsin Northland Outdoors with myself, John Myrie. And Art, you know, I had a chance here to talk to one of the top walleye tournament pros out there, Keith Cavias, who runs with Gary Parsons, about walleye location in the wintertime. Let's hear what he had to say about that, and we'll come back with a wrap-up on the show. Well, Keith, you know, when it comes to walleye fishing in the wintertime, you know, any tips for our listeners out there on finding fish? I mean, in summertime, you know, we can run around, move around a little bit more, but it's harder to move around on the ice.
Yeah, I think one of the things to first do is kind of look at the kind of areas that you're fishing. If you're on a place on the lake where you've got structure, maybe a reef or a shoreline break or something like that, where the fish might be hanging on that and using it as an ambush point, waiting for the bait to come to them, and they're kind of hiding on the break or behind rocks or something, that's a real good place to drill a lot of holes, because you need to find where they're actually living on that structure. Conversely, if you're fishing in a place where it's maybe like a big mud basin or a flat, the fish are very likely on those big mud basins to actually be swimming around looking for the bait. They aren't holding in one little particular spot like they were on that structure. So in that case, a lot of times it's a little bit easier because you can literally wait for them to come to you. You can actually wait for them to kind of mill into you and find you. So based on the kind of situation that you're fishing or the kind of bottom that you're fishing, depends on whether you should drill a lot of holes or just kind of wait them out and wait for you to come.
When it comes to that type of a scenario, do you find that you get better action during the daytime deep versus in the evening at night or shallow or what?
Well, actually, day and nighttime bites more go to water clarity, maybe even than the type of bottom that you're fishing. A lot of what happens with walleyes, and this is in the summer or in the winter, is that walleyes like to have a sight advantage. They have very, very good eyes. They can see a long way in the water. So what they want to do is have a low light condition. So if you're on a lake that's kind of stained or dingy, then they'll actually bite all day long. And it really doesn't matter if they're on a flat or they're on structure. They'll actually bite all day long because they can see better in that dirty water than the bait fish can. Conversely, if you're on a clear water lake, then the only time they really have an advantage is when the sun's going up, when the sun's coming down, or during the night. So that's why you have those little brief periods of activity, sunrise and sunset, because that's when the walleyes have the advantage. So it's more based on water clarity, I think, than even on the type of structure that you're fishing.
Well, it's pretty interesting listening to a top pro out there and what he starts out at. You know, I know you got a couple other things you want to talk about here.
Well, the one thing that I found out this last 2 weeks ago, the DNR caught a lake trout that was 47 years old. Terry Marginal said that they are very slow growers and they can rival sturgeon in terms of their age. I never knew that. This particular fish has grown 8 inches in the last 36 years. Now, that's a lake trout. The only reason that this guy has really been able to stay where it was is he's in one of the two refuges that they have in Lake Superior, either Gull Island or Devil's Islands. But I never realized lake trout were that slow growing.
Well, there's a lot of fish that are slower growing out there than a lot of people realize, even crappies. You know, a 10-inch crappie is a 10-year-old fish.
Yeah, and a 10-inch, a 10-inch perch is 10 years old.
Yeah, a lot of slow growing fish out there. You know, talk about a couple other things here. You know, we've got first ice conditions coming here right now. You get out there, most guys set tip-ups, and that's one of the good things they do, but you might want to try jigging with a jigging rod this year. Set a couple tip-ups, use your third rod that you're allowed as a jig stick, and there's a lot of different jigging lures you can get out there. I know down here at Hayward Bait, they've got tons of stuff from, you know, jigging spoons to just plain jigs to, you know, the glider types, so like the jigging wrap that glide off to the side. Lots of different things to try.
Yeah, and if you want to start getting walleyes, just go out in the evening, because to me, that's the best time when I catch more walleyes than never.
Yeah.
I mean, evening, just, you can't beat it.
It's a magic time, especially in low light or clear water lakes.
Right.
You know, the other thing I'm going to remind people, too, is if you're going to spend a lot of time ice fishing, one good investment, a good worthwhile investment, is one of the newer floating suits, because you never know. I mean, there's no such thing totally safe ice. If you go through, at least you got the assurance that you're not going to be dragged down by a heavyweight suit.
That's true, and you got to be careful, let's face it. If you're not going to be careful and you have an accident, it could be your life.
Yeah. Let's close here with one little thing. I see they found one new case of CWD again down in Vernon County.
Yep, and it didn't come from the natural herd.
In the deer farm again?
That's right.
Well, you know, Minnesota's got a big problem right now. Southeastern Minnesota, where I came from originally, they got a bunch of it showing up in some of them in state parks and everything else, and they're figuring that came off a deer farm as well.
And we're not really doing much about it anymore.
No, but you know, you can, if you feel uncomfortable about it, you can get your deer tested too.
Yeah, you just have to take that head into a site that's going to examine it, and you can contact the DNR, go to their website, look it up, they'll tell you where those sites are.
Anyway, we're about out of time for this week.
Enjoy yourself, stay safe.
And be safe, especially safe, whether you're out there in the woods hunting or whether you're out there ice fishing.
Either way.
And we'll see you again next week, folks. And remind you that if you miss a show, you can always get that show on our website at WNOradio.net. We podcast it from the link from there. But we're out of time for this week, and we'll see you again next week.
Me, I'm gonna take you there to our Wisconsin outdoors, our Wisconsin outdoors.
This program has been produced and hosted entirely by Wisconsin Northland Outdoor Communications. Any and all views expressed are not necessarily those of the station.